Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Chris Gande. Studio 7 is going out to you on 909 medium wave and on the 4930-5940 and 15455 shortwave frequencies. On the internet, you can find us at www.studio7news.com or www.voazimbabwe.com. Here are our top stories this evening. Harare City Council starts disconnecting water supplies to hundreds of residents as they fail to pay bills, though their debts backdating to 2009 were recently written off by the local authority.
Well, yes, this will cancel, but it does not then empower people to pay. If people are impoverished, if we have child, yet the families, if we've got the pensioners, if we've got unemployed people, surely I think that is a fertile ground where people can then say we are unable to pay.
Zimbabwean farmers start accessing a $720 million credit facility for the 2013-2014 farming season meant to revamp the agricultural sector.
The loan facility is a welcome move, especially for farmers. But in days gone by, even before the inclusive government, such facilities were fraught and ridden with corruption.
And a South African business delegation visiting Zimbabwe has called for more investment in the neighboring country, saying it is satisfied with the political situation in Zimbabwe.
We want to see doing trade between the two countries working and beneficial to both countries. Hence, our participation in the ITIs as well as the ZITF. It is within that spirit. We want to see a strong Africa.
The Harare City Council says it has started disconnecting water supplies to defaulting residents who still cannot pay on time, following a government directive for councils to write off all outstanding bills backdated to 2009. City spokesman Leslie Gwindi told the Herald newspaper that since residents are starting on a clean slate following the debt cancellation, they should be able to pay the bills, which he believes are manageable. Some Harare residents are demanding that the council should sort out its billing system first before it starts punishing them. Combined Harare Residents Association Chairman Simbarashe Moyo tells reporter Jonga Kandemiri the council is not being sensitive to the plight of residents as some of the households are poor and others are headed by children.
On that matter, I think the council is actually taking an immediate response and approach to a critical matter that is affecting the residents of Farare and other areas. Because honestly, if you don't carry out a research to find out why people are failing to pay, you cannot then be the first person going to the press or going everywhere saying people are now failing to pay after this has been cancelled. Well, yes, this was cancelled, but it does not then empower people to pay. If people are impoverished, if we have child, yet the families, if we have got the pensioners, if we have got the unemployed people, surely I think that is a fertile ground where people can then say we are unable to pay because of these issues. These are economic issues, economic reasons that are actually bearing on this matter.
What are you urging your members to do?
As the Combined Residents Association, we try to re-engage the city of Harare. Because we understand that in most cases, there is a difference between what the politicians will be doing. I'm talking of the elected officials and what the bureaucrats and townhouse will be doing. You will be shocked to find that in most cases, the politicians will not be aware of what the bureaucrats are actually doing. So our first step shall be to reach out to the politicians, the elected officials, the people whom we voted into office to find out what is exactly taking place. And then after that, we obviously have been urging people to pay for the services that they receive from the local authorities. There hasn't been any day when we've been calling for red equity or anything else. What we want is that people who are able to pay are supposed to pay. But let us not forget that in our societies, in the society that we live, we've got marginalized groups, we've got marginalized people who, for one reason or the other, will end up failing to pay. Let us then take every step be cognizant of that group or sector of the people in the society.
That was Combined Harare Residents Association Chairman Simbarashe Moyo in Harare. Studio 7 failed to reach Gwindi for a comment.